high school combination, no middle schools.
So all that has changed, and the three churches there on Mimosa have all been rebuilt. The Methodist, Presbyterian, and First Baptist have all been completely changed since we came here. And,
church seems to be a very, very important part of life here in Roswell. Do you think from the time that you moved in to Roswell till now, do you think that that importance has increased or decreased, or is it the same?
I think in some areas it has increased considerably. And I think all three churches are and doing excellent work now. And the wonderful thing about it is that they are working together. And there was a time when that was not true, when denominations, you know, looked quizzically on the other one. And now the Presbyterian minister and the Methodist and Dr. Bradley, my minister, are all close friends, and we have services together.
Yeah.
And I think it's wonderful. It's a wonderful development that has changed some through the years. I think that's one change. And also the Black Church, Zion, and Pleasant Hill, we have services once a year with them also. One year we meet in their church, and their choir performs, and then the next year in our church. And I think that's such a change, too.
Okay. Do the churches sponsor a lot of activities outside of the general services?
Yes, our church does. We have a number of activities for all ages and mission efforts that reach out, and I'm sure the others do too. The Presbyterian assistant associate minister spoke in at our WMU meeting one day recently and told really about the fine things the Presbyterians are doing now that are different. They are becoming very missionary too, reaching out. Of course, they have built a new building, you may know, there by the old Presbyterian Church is the older church, the oldest church, and that is, of course, you've heard from other people, that is where the army quartered, you know, during the Civil War, at the old Presbyterian Church.
Uh-huh.
And when they were in Roswell, one of the most hideous things that ever happened in history, the Union Army captured women and children in Roswell and took them to northern states, and they were never heard of again. That's one of the saddest things I've ever heard regarding Roswell and its history.
How about types of activities that schools sponsor?
I beg your pardon?
You said that the church sponsors quite a few activities outside of the services. Did the schools sponsor a lot of activities when you were teaching?
Well, I don't remember a lot of extra things. And I remember taking the patrol to Washington one year in the seventh grade, but of course, and I'm not sure that they do that now.
What was the patrol?
The school patrol was the students that acted as policemen, sort of, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you went to Washington
with the patrol.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. How many students went with you?
I wish I remember.
This was a yearly thing at the end of the year, the patrol, that was there.